This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, what's that?
Hey.
Nobleness and ever again.
He's just enjoying some rain. He had Noel worried over there. But Sam left the station. He got people bumping into him. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. People would rather hear Ray Charles than us. I know that's why, you know, it's true. On this very special morning, we are here for our fourth Peachtree Road Race. It is Independence Day, 4th of July in Midtown Atlanta. Well, actually starting up by Lenox and all
working his way down to Pete Mudd Park.
I mean, it is
they just want that T-shirt.
Special.
They want that T-shirt.
Okay, so let's a quick recap. We have seen our own Abe Gordon. We have seen the mayor. I've seen more than half a dozen actors, and I don't mean just local actors. I mean big-time actors go running through here.
We've seen all the elite runners. We saw the elite runners, elite wheelchair competitors, some folks who are going to be in the Olympics. We're going to run down who the first place finishers were in a moment, but we got to get
Rich Kennard. We want to make sure we get him on there too.
Absolutely.
Shannon Brownbun, who got early correspondence.
Yeah.
But this is a guy. And let me just do this before we get to JR. This is normally what I would do, the casting call. Let me just drive you guys to 929thegame.com/casting call. Yes, there are job opportunities in front of and behind the camera. Check them out. If you got any questions about any of this stuff, you can also see the list at Get Cast with Greg on X. Any questions, greg.clarkson@odyssey.com. It's a bit of a lull right now, the holidays, but it will pick back up. Now, welcome our guest in here.
Absolutely, man. I saw this guy a week ago because you know who he had a chance to hang out with?
I'm not surprised. Who you mentioned?
Terrell Thomas.
Yeah.
And Sailor. He had a chance to meet.
Oh, he met him already.
Yeah,
he met the future.
He met the future over at Morehouse. We're talking about JR. JR Sport Brief is here with us. Always great to catch up with
you. All the time.
And a happy July 4th to you.
To you as well. Shout outs to Chaz from the station as well. My man Chaz running.
Yeah, he's running out.
I give credit to anybody that's out here running. I'm not running nowhere.
Yeah, but here's the thing. If you run by our station and you want to know which one is Sam, which one is Greg, and which one is JR, look for the GQ model.
Oh, okay.
Look, this guy.
Both of y'all.
No. We don't get a chance to see you as often. How has life been treating you, man?
I'm good. That's a GQ model right there. Running by. Okay.
We are filled with.
Oh, by the way.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
There's a lot of models running by.
There are quite a few.
I digress. Too early in the morning. My bad.
No, it ain't. We've been looking at this since 6.
Well, okay. You know, it's something we talked about because this event starts out with the wheelchair competitors.
Yes.
We think about people who are bound for the Paralympics, and Greg was talking about how much he envies you because of things you get to do with Special Olympics.
Right.
He's watching that today.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. And you know, the cool thing, anybody could get involved with Special Olympics. It doesn't matter where you live. If you're here in Atlanta, you're here in Georgia, you're next door in Tennessee or Alabama, Special Olympics got chapters and places all over the country where you could just volunteer, you can go play. There's so many different ways to get involved.
How many of these events take place as you move up and get closer to the Olympics? Like we just saw qualifying a few weeks ago
right.
for for the able-bodied folks, I guess is the best way to put it. But there's qualifications, I would imagine, for Paralympics, and when do those start leading up to the games?
Well, you know, I mean, typically like the Olympics, the Paralympics and Special Olympics are very different. So Special Olympics deals with folks with faculty disabilities or people of all abilities, and Paralympics deals more so with physical. So there's more of a ramp-up when it comes to Special Olympics, intellectual disabilities. There's events all year round. Like, you have no idea there's things happening in your backyard, and you may not even know. But, of course, when we start getting closer to the Olympics, the Paralympics run parallel, we get a lot more events.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's something that we look forward to. Something else we're looking forward to is the start of training camp. It's about to start up pretty soon. Here in Atlanta, people are looking forward to, with all of the things that the Falcons have done, the draft picks, but everybody's looking at quarterback and how that's going to play out. And the fact that we may not see a lot of Kirk Cousins, especially in the preseason games,
right,
but we will see a lot of Michael Penix Jr. Well, all that you've seen and all that you've heard and read, how do you think this may play out leading up to the season?
Well, I think it's a good thing. You pretty much know what you got in Kirk Cousins. You've gone all in on Michael Penix, drafting him at number 8. You might as well see what you got and give him as many reps as possible. Get him as many reps and opportunities to work with that first team. You know, if Kirk does go down, you know, you got somebody, you know a little bit more what he's going to go out there and do.
You know, it's funny. We got a similar situation, or we don't have a similar situation. But there is a similar situation, JR, like that in Pittsburgh, where whoever they put out there first, if there's a little bit of struggles going on, they're going to start screaming for the backup.
Right.
And how that plays out, obviously these guys got a little bit more playing time behind them. But moving into the season, I'm wondering how long we're going to be able to see the new regime's way of doing business from top to bottom.
Well,
how long do you think something like that
with the Steelers?
No, with the Falcons. With the Falcons.
I think Kirk is going to ride it out unless he gets injured. I think that's what it is. I think we'll see Penix if it's break glass in case of an emergency, and it's the NFL. There might be an emergency. Kirk may bang a hand, and then we get Penix. And if he goes out there and throws 3 or 4 TD, that man got a rat on his hand.
See, y'all do this to me. Y'all start looking at the races. I'm trying to keep this show going, and Sam's constantly
pointing
at me going,
you just don't expect to see that.
Look over here, look over here.
There's certain things you expect to see out here.
I was talking about a football and a man walked by with a giant rat on his hand.
You weren't here earlier. We had a dude doing his own big chicken head attached to his head.
All right.
If I start looking at folks, this show will be a lot of dead air.
that's the point of – I mean
– we got to keep things going. Noel's up there yelling at us, y'all going to come back on the air?
Yeah, we just having some fun with this.
Y'all going to come back?
Uh-huh.
Talk about Coach Raheem Morris, though, and the thing that he has. He lands here at a time. You got a quarterback things going on. His deal is the entire team and getting his team into the postseason, and everybody seems to expect
it. You know what? It don't matter what league you coach in. You got to have buy-in from the people that want to hear
you.
You got to be personable. You got to be able to touch people. And Raheem Morris, from his experiences here, with his being out in California or coming back, this man, he touches people. People feel him, and they want to run through a wall for him. You can't be a coach now, and God bless Arthur Smith. Good luck to him up in Pittsburgh on the offensive side of the ball. But, you know, he came across at times as abrasive. And, I mean, if you're like that publicly, you can imagine how he is inside the building. And so to have someone that has the respect of the city, but more importantly the players, that's how you have a good coach. That's why somebody like Mike Tomlin, people say, hey, he's one of the best in the league, one of the best in the game. And you can't take folks like that for granted. They come few and far in between.
That's JR Sports Brief. You can hear from 6 until 10. Listen, we got to get you into this conversation that's been going on in sports, and that's the WNBA and the uptick it has achieved over these last year or so. And what are your thoughts on not just the league itself and how they are carrying themselves with all this visibility, but also Atlanta Dream?
Oh, listen, man, good. I'm happy for the WNBA. We need more of the stories. And as long as it doesn't get nasty, and realistically, there are some racial elements in it. And people will people will take it in a million different hateful directions. But as long as they ain't no hating, everything is good. I think the fact that you got Caitlin Clark, and then you also can keep things moving with Angel Reese. Like, I was making an argument on the radio the other day. I hope that they make them co-rookie of the year just so people could get talking about it. That's it. We need more of it. And when it comes down to the Dream, I'm mad at some of the injuries that they've had. And, you know, I would love to see the WNBA get back more to a place where they're not at the gateway, but they have more of them games at the arena. And not just because of Caitlin Clark coming to town.
Yep, yep. It's also about, you know, I talk about it being a fact of most sports that have a professional level. The professional level usually pulls the lower levels.
That's right.
But this is a situation where the collegiate level is really you know, giving something to the professional level. And it's kind of different, but it works. And what's the difference? The matter is that you get there, right?
Who cares? You know, I mean, we saw the explosion. We saw the interest in Caitlin Clark. We saw her having a foil in Angel Reese. God bless Angel Reese. I couldn't believe that she has the double-double record already as a rookie leading the league in rebounding. And so God bless both of them. And if it started in college and now's the baseline, great. And it's cool to see it carry over into the WNBA. Look, more money for everybody. I enjoy watching the games. I watch, you know, two people play in the street if the action is good. So it doesn't matter to me if it's a man or a woman or whatever the case might be. As long as the product is good, I'm going to sit and watch. And it is. People are paying attention. I can't remember this much excitement since the inception. Them filling up them arenas down in Houston with Cooper and Thompson and Swoops.
Yeah.
It's nice right now. I hope we see more of that explosion.
What you think about this, man? I mean, you come downstairs. I know you don't live far from here, but the events right. events that take place in this city, your home city, is this one of those days when you come outside and you look around and go, man, I just love living here?
I do, absolutely. You correct. I roll out of bed. I said, oh, yeah, they downstairs at the race. I said, let me go downstairs. I'm gonna walk around. I'm gonna end up at the park.
Do a little radio show.
I'm gonna support some of the local businesses here. I'm going to try to be standing straight by 5 o'clock.
Try. He said he's going to try.
I'll try to be standing straight by 5 o'clock and, enjoy the rest of this beautiful day. It's a beautiful morning, beautiful people. Hanging out with y'all is a beautiful thing. And so you got to take one day at a time.
What's folks, next for it? Oh, go ahead.
Folks, that's JR Sports Brief. And he is social. You can find him always at JR Sport Brief, at JR Sport Brief. Olympics are coming up.
Yes.
What are you looking forward to? What individuals are you looking for? Sha'Carri Richardson, Noah Lyles, Simone Biles?
I like Simone Biles. I'm going to be looking for Simone Biles to see what she can do at the gymnastics. You know, at her age, she got to be, what, 25, 6? However old she is, she's a little older on the gymnast side, but she's absolutely amazing. Yeah, I want to be checking in on the Americans. Obviously, I want to check in on all the basketball. Sha'Carri getting her chance and opportunity. I think she's changed a lot over the past few years.
What do you think of that? To maturity?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. I think sometimes with fame comes so fast, so soon. And when you think about things on an Olympic level, especially track and field, you know, it's almost like you shot out of a cannon.
But the other thing that's going on with Sha'Carri is she didn't have the NIL ability then that she has now.
Sure.
Which helps her mature, which helps her having to have people around her who say, listen, you want to be a part of this? Because when I watched her in these interviews during these time trials, I saw a completely different person than the last time I saw her do interviews.
Well, I think a big part of it, I think she got chopped down so hard, and I think she realized, like, she could be in a bad place right now, given all of the attention negative that she had on herself, whether it was – and some of it she brought on herself, I think, for not knowing any better. It's tough. You just take somebody, I don't want to say out of nowhere, nothing, but out of Texas, out of Louisiana, and boom, now all of a sudden you're an international person. People learn who she is overnight. And so I think having that time after the fact was pretty amazing.
Fantastic, fantastic. We do expect to see that. Gosh, if you had a favorite sport you like to, you're going to watch the basketball, going to watch the swimming. You know, you're going to watch the breakdancing.
The basketball.
We got breakdancing.
I know they got skateboarding that they got coming on in and all of this. I don't know. Just like what's this? These are not Olympic sports.
There you go. Man. There you go.
Like a shout outs to breakdancing, one of the core elements of hip hop. But nah, that's.
Would it be bad if America did not win breakdancing?
Yeah, you seen some of the other countries
actually,
that
Asia,
emulate?
I think they would win.
I was Japanese.
Yeah.
Japanese folks have embraced a lot of hip hop culture. So, look, we getting smacked around in basketball a little bit. The world done caught up.
They caught up on a lot of things.
It may be in breakdancing. They done caught up too. It'd be a shame.
would it be? How bad would it be?
Is Crazy Legs too old? Where's Crazy Legs?
JR, enjoy the rest of your day. Man, don't be a stranger with us. I mean, even if you got to roll over and pick up the phone. You know,
I'm close by.
We want you to join us as often as you can.
I appreciate y'all. I like enjoy seeing y'all around the building and the streets outside. I just saw Sam last week, so saw you a couple weeks ago, just walking around. So no problem.
Appreciate it.
Easy. Thank y'all.
That is
enjoy the rest of your holiday.
Thank you so much.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.